is the tag for today is keep the faith, coming from Hebrews 11:1. Let us have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you to tell you that we love you. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you so much for waking us up this morning with the mind to serve you, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives, and we thank you for what you're going to do. Lord God, we thank you for Pastor V and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord, we continue to lift up her and the family. We want you to strengthen them even the more, Lord. Comfort them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we won't fail to praise you and give you thanks for it. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, the Artist International family. Thank you for each and every one of my sisters or brothers on this call today, Lord, and those that wasn't able to make it to the call. I ask that you will bless them in a special way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, because, Lord, if it had not been for the Artist International family, Lord, we wouldn't be able to come together. We wouldn't even get a chance to hug each other and kiss each other, Lord, at the Las Vegas trip, Lord. We wouldn't be able to fellowship, Lord. Lord, we just thank you because you are somebody everybody ought to want to know. And Lord, you know, we just want to let you know that we appreciate you and we don't take you for granted. We know that if it had not been for you, where would we be? So Lord, we asking you to continue to have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're keeping the faith. We holding on. We dependent and trusting and leaning on you. Now, Father, as your word go forth, I ask that you will bless the speaker, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch our hearts. Say what you would have them to say to us in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we will have the word in our hearts that we won't sin against you. We love you. We appreciate you. We need you. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
Yes. Take it away. God bless you.
God bless you, Minister Wanda. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us here on the Master's Call. And thank you for that awesome tag, Keep the Faith Friday, and for opening us up in prayer. Well, good morning, Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Southern California, where it's 5:04 a.m., but you know what? I am so excited because God has allowed for us to see another day, and he has allowed for us to gather once again here in this telecommunication sanctuary. On this 12th day of February 2016, which is our 39th day of our fast, it's also the third day of Lent, and I am telling you, I have seen God doing and performing miracles. I have seen his glory, and it's being seen in 2016. So much and so many new and great things are happening, and so we give God our highest praise. We celebrate him and thank him for his presence here on the Master's Call. And we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here. As you're on the line this morning, we ask that you would send out a text or send out an email, post on social media, and invite someone to join you here on the Master's Call so that their lives can be empowered, enriched, and enhanced as they begin their day here with the Master on the Master's Call. I thank God for our co-founders of this call, because this call would not exist if it was not for them responding yes to God as he gave them a mission and mandate to start this, the Master's Call, on October the 25th of 2010. We have been persevering and moving forward for 5 years, and God, we thank God for what he does in the lives of all of those who are connected and plugged in to this, the Master's Call. So we thank our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, daily for their yes. Now, if you're joining us for the first time, we welcome you. I heard a few new voices on the line, and we welcome you to the family. And we want to let you know that this call does have a website, so you really have not missed anything. So please, at your spare time, go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our information for our telecommunications sanctuary is on our website. All of the bios for our speakers, all of the prayer directives for our fast. Yes, this is day 39, so you can still do it. If you haven't joined us, we invite you to join us these next 2 days with our fast. No flesh, no meat. I mean, which is no meat, no flesh, no bread, no sweets, no sodas, no alcohol. And then during Lent, what are you willing to sacrifice and give up so that you could get closer to God in this month of love? So that's it for that. If you are interested in being a greeter like Mr. Juan just did, or a hostess like I'm doing right now, or maybe you have a message in your belly that you want to share with the masses, we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. Our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, will respond to your request. Today is Friday, so we have part two of this call. On Fridays, we open up our line to hear your praise reports or your prayer requests. And so we actually want you to stay here and join us. And if you will not be staying, then that means that you will be heading over to the new morning motivational call, where today is Motivational Friday, and we have the honor and pleasure of hearing our guest speaker, Platinum President Anastasia Lewis, who will be speaking on Go Hard or Go Home. That number is 641-715-3865, and then the access code is 539598#. We look forward to seeing each of you at the 2016 Artist Kickoff that will be taking place in Las Vegas, Nevada on next week, the 16th and 17th at the Planet Hollywood Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we look forward to seeing each one of you there. If you want to join us and you're not a part of Artist International, then please get back with the person who invited you to this call and ask them to share with you how an appointment with Artist International will absolutely change your life. But it can only change it if you let it. So please, please, please get back with the person that invited you to this call for more information. Well, at this time, without further ado, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so this is the most exciting part of this telecommunications sanctuary call. And today, our speaker, he is very, very prophetic. He is very, very dedicated. He is efficient. He is real. He is relational. He is intelligent. He's charming. He is a kingdom kid. He's none other than Pastor Derek E. Allen. Pastor Derek has been pastoring for over 16 years. He's the pastor and president of the Divine Word of Truth Church in Brooklyn, New York. He's a husband. He's a father. He is a grandfather. He is doing great things in the kingdom of God. He has various credentials that stand behind his name and in front of his name, and he is also an artist distributor. He continues to be instrumental in the lives of everyone he interacts with. His desire is to win the world for the Lord. However, if he helps one sinner to find his or her way to God, then his life is not in vain. Pastor Allen continues to be bold and brazen, fighting on the Lord's side. And so without further ado, I bring to you none other than the phenomenal, the amazing, the wonderful kingdom builder and world changer, Pastor Derek E. Allen. Are you out there this morning, man of God?
Well, praise the Lord, Minister Tiffany. You know, I never met you yet, but you make me smile. I thank God for you waking up early in the morning to give me this great introduction. I think a lot have been said about me, but I really appreciate it. Let me give it back to Dr. Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts, amen, our sister that pray, Minister Wanda, And all of you, amen, on this call this morning, it's truly a privilege and an opportunity. I'm in the East Coast time zone, so it's just about 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. And yes, we are in the deep freeze. I'm not even the free, well, the deep freeze is just open. I think by Saturday, Sunday, we're going to be in the deep freeze. But we thank God that it's winter. Amen. I want to share, amen, I want to congratulate each and every one of you who have done the fast. Amen. One more day to go. Thank God for you who plugged in and really fasted and prayed for all the desires that you are expecting God, amen, to work on all of your behalf. Amen. I want to wish happy Valentine to those of you who celebrate Valentine. Amen. It's coming up on Sunday. I hope you have a great time. And on that note, I want to talk this morning, and it's going to be sharp and fast, on sibling rivalry. And I don't know if I ever plugged this before, but I look around, and as a pastor, I see in the local church, amen, in families, that there are so much conflict that are going on, and sometimes it is very difficult to understand how can family members who came from the same womb act really violent against each other. And I preached a series to our church, focused on the family matter. And one of the series I did was sibling rivalry. And I want to share as much as I can in the short space of time that I have with those of you on this call this morning. So, Father, I give you thanks and praise. I honor you this morning. I thank you because you're God. You woke us up this morning in the east, west, north, and south coast. Oh, God, even those in other countries around the world, you woke us up, and we are grateful. And even, oh, God, as we share this time of devotion together, I pray, God, that you, oh, God, would have your way. Let this word go forth with power and might in the name of Jesus. That anointing that I so frequently pray for, let it be upon me now, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can read in your spare time, amen, Genesis chapter 27. I'll give you like two or three more chapters, amen, that you can pull from to understand sibling rivalry. But again, I'm saying to you this morning, sibling rivalry, do not let it happen to you. Do not let it happen to you. And I'm saying to us this morning, and I believe that this word is going to help, if it's one person to understand. I preached this at our church, and folks came to the altar. I asked, what do you want prayer for? Pastor, my mother and I, we are not speaking. Pastor, my sister. Pastor, my friend. You know, so many people, as I said, and you may be thinking as this message is introduced to you this morning, well, I have that same problem. Sorry about that. I needed to cough a little bit, clear my throat. Sorry about that for that pause. You know, and all of these things that come in our way. So let me just get into this message. Amen. So sibling rivalry, this is the love between brothers and sisters as they are growing up together can be very challenging. Growing up together, brothers and sisters, amen, share responsibilities, problems, and victory. One proverb said, a man who has a friend must first show himself friendly. But there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So this morning, I want you to understand, amen, and I want you to see this in the light of your business that you're doing. You share, amen, on the job. You share space with somebody in the job. In the church, we are brothers and sisters. And, you know, as I allude to that, I think about, amen, how we all have, most of us, everybody doesn't have brothers and sisters. Some of you are a lone child. But some of us, we have siblings. And to understand, when you become a Christian now, you find the people who you associate with, as brothers and sisters in the Lord, your relationship sometimes become closer and more knitted than your biological brothers and sisters. And mainly for the cause is that our language is different, our conversation is different, our lifestyle is different. So you find us being more connected to those people who they're not our blood relative, but they are family members through, amen, us being families of God. So we understand that. Amen. So the scripture said that there's a friend that stays closer than the brother. So in Genesis chapter 27, this is where I take my message from this morning, to understand that there was a situation, amen, with Isaac blessing his sons. And as you read through that scripture, you will understand that Isaac wanted to bless Esau. So he told Esau, I was getting old in age, so I want you to go and hunt for me, because he was a mighty hunter. And I want you to get for me some meat, the young of the goat, and I want you to take that meat and make me some venison, some lentil soup, and bring it that I may eat it and that I may bless you. But as you read along, you will see, amen, Esau's mother overheard her husband talking to their son, but in the context of Scripture, his son. And she went and tell her son, oh, Lord, have mercy. You see the problem already? He told his son and she told her son, well, I overheard your father talking to your brother Esau that he wanted him to get him some venison and cook him some food that he loved. And to understand this morning that this is where the problem actually arises. I'm going to put a sticker pin right there. That's just the introduction of my scripture. But a study was done by the University of Michigan Health Amen System on sibling rivalry. And the question was asked, what is sibling rivalry? Amen. And it is said that sibling rivalry is the jealousy, competition, and fighting between brothers and sisters. It is a concern for mostly all parents, amen, who have two or more children. Amen. You understand this morning. It says, problem often starts right after the birth of a second sibling, a second child. Sibling rivalry usually continues throughout childhood and can be very frustrating and stressful to parents. So to understand that my wife and I, we have grown children. So I was trying to think back. And I'm going to say some things this morning. It might sound strange to you, but to me it was a reality. Because my wife and I have three children, but they are all grown up now. But I was trying to look back and find out what did we experience. And yes, we had what is called a little something with one my son, my only son, and one of my daughters, that they wasn't getting along. But in my home, I say it would not happen. Amen. No child, amen, will live in my home, and that was my rules now, and not speaking to each other. They had to be friends. They had to get along. So one time I found out they was not getting along, and I took action, and praise God, they're adults today, but they're friends. They're brothers and sisters. And what I wanted to say is that some people, and I was alluding to myself, that we were so poor back then, brothers and sisters, that we didn't have anything to fight for. So sometimes the thing that may cause fighting, amen, as especially growing up as children, and now some of you are adults, so I'm running fast now, some of you are adults, and Lord have mercy, some of the things that you're fighting about is things that happened when you was a child. And you never forgive your brothers or your sisters. Oh, my God, you're going to family reunion. You're going to family dinners. You're going to weddings and funerals, but you're not speaking to each other. In other words, you're experiencing sibling rivalry. And I'm here to tell you this morning, do not let it happen to you. So it is very frustrating for parents, amen, after the birth of their second child, and they see that this little 3 or 4 year old child already pinching the baby or pulling the baby and doing ill things to the baby. Amen. There are a lot of times things a parent can do, amen, to help their children get along better and work through, amen, conflict in a positive way. What causes sibling rivalry? I'm glad that you asked. There are many factors that contribute to sibling rivalry. Number one, each child is competing to define who they are as an individual. As they discover who they are, they try to find their own talents, activities, and interests. They want to show that they are separated from their siblings. Oh, my God. So it's okay to be independent. It's okay to be identified as the second born, the first born, the third born, whatever. But to understand, you don't have to fight. One of the things that can help oh my God, in sibling rivalry, or one of the things that plays a role in sibling rivalry is family dynamics. It plays a role. For example, one child may remind a parent, amen, of a relative who was particularly difficult, and this may, amen, subconsciously influence the parent, amen, to treat that child a certain way. What are you saying this morning, Pastor? Well, what I'm saying is that sometimes Uncle Joe or Auntie Jean, amen, was so conflicting and one who causes conflict in growing up, amen, that you get a child and this child just resembles this man. This child just resembles this woman. And Lord have mercy. Every time I see my child, I see this person who treated me bad or treated somebody bad in my family. And Lord, this child is disliked. Some of us favor one child over another one. I want to tell you this morning, if you have done that, you may have been, amen, praise God, one who's, praise God, who contributed to your child or your children fighting with each other today. If you're a young parent on this call this morning, I want to encourage you to love your children, but to love them, amen, praise God, for who they are. Don't try to compare them to one another. Even as we celebrate this weekend or Valentine, give your children, if you're giving them something, amen, don't try to outgive one because one did good grades or one is not studying hard, that you were my best child and you are my delinquent child. No, you are setting them up to dislike one another. You have to understand this morning that this thing is real, and it is so real that it can even lead to your child killing one another. This is not a story. This is a reality that happened just 2 weeks ago, that a young child brought a young man in the house. The child was 12 years of age. She brought a boy to the house who was a little older than she was. And the 5-year-old went and tell the neighbor, my sister brought a boy in the house. The neighbor went over and tell the girl to get this boy out of your parents' house. And this girl was mad with the 5-year-old, but there was a 2-year-old in the house. And the 2-year-old said, I'm going to tell on you. I'm going to tell on you. And this 12-year-old took a knife and killed its 2-year-old sister because she did not want her 2-year-old sister to tell on her. She got the child in the backyard, threw the body in the backyard, went back in the home and take care of the blood and change her clothes and went outside looking for her 2-year-old sister. I am saying to you this morning that this message may seem simple, oh God, but I'm telling you, sibling rivalry can lead to death. Oh, I'm getting emotional now, and I have to run as usual. Amen. Praise God. But to understand this morning that we, amen, children often fight more in families where parents think aggression and fighting between siblings is normal and the acceptable way, amen, to resolve conflict. Not having time to share with your children. I've seen parents, amen, who give their children love, not in embracing them, not in telling them that they love them, but in fact giving them things, giving them gifts, giving them toys. But I'm telling you this morning, that cannot replace, amen, the warmth of a parent embrace. That cannot, amen, replace, amen, the words from a parent, amen, I love you, you're doing great. Even if they're struggling in school, I'm here to tell you, as adults, whatever indifferences you had when you were children, it's time to get rid of it. Sibling rivalry can bring harm. Oh, is there anybody hearing me this morning? Praise God. I want to give you one example as I close. Joseph, amen, versus his brothers. The story is told about Joseph. Joseph's story is rather well known. Amen. Praise God. And another strong example of sibling rivalry. Continuing his father's footsteps, Jacob showed a great deal of favoritism towards his brother Joseph because he was born, amen, of Jacob's favorite wife. Joseph's brother clearly saw that their father loved Joseph more, amen, especially after Joseph was given a decorated called a robe of many colors. This created, amen, dissension between Joseph and his brothers to where they stunned him and they, amen, considered murdering him. They would not even call him their brother. In the end, they sold him into slavery. It did not help that Joseph wasn't all that mature, amen, and even gave a bad report to his brothers, amen, to their father. Oh, my God, this morning, when he spoke to his brothers, he sometimes taunted them. So sometimes we can be the cause of sibling rivalry, but we understand that Joseph was thrown in a pit, and then he was sold into slavery. But, amen, the lesson in this morning as I close, one would think that Jacob, amen, would have learned not to show favoritism, but sometimes people, amen, can be a little thick-headed. As I close, amen, I said it three times, I'm closing now. We need to understand this morning as you celebrate. I'm telling you, you do communion, you go to church, you preach. How can we be preaching and not talking to our siblings, not talking to someone who sits next to us in the church? Get rid of sibling rivalry. And if you are not in that, don't let it ever happen to you. It is dangerous. It is bad. I can give you an example of the prodigal son. Amen. The one that I read, amen, from God bless you this morning is my prayer. Back over to our host in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Back over to our host. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Pastor Allen. Thank you so much for blessing us this morning. Thank you for that profound and on-time word that has blessed us greatly and mightily this morning. I'll be calling you back to give us our benediction and before we go into part two of this call. But let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just bless your holy name. We praise you. We celebrate you and we honor you. We realize that we cannot do anything without you, but with you, we can do all things. We thank you, God, that we have your approval stamp on each of our lives, Father. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that, God, you will update our profiles, that you would highlight our experiences, that you will edit our mistakes, oh God, that you will restore our reputation and that you will market our gifts in the marketplace, oh God. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call, and we thank you for the profound message on sibling rivalry this morning, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would fill Pastor Derek up until he overflows, Father. Fill him up that his ministry will overflow. Fill him up that his house, every single need will be met in the name of Jesus, and that there will be excess in every single area in his life, Father. We thank you for the message that came straight from the throne room this morning. We bless each and every person that is on this line this morning. We pray that your favor, your blessings, and your increase will be upon each of them. I ask that you would comfort Dr. P.K. Roberts right now, comfort Pastor Candy right now, anyone who has a loved one that has gone home to be with you, God. I pray that you would give them comfort, peace, strength and understanding that only comes from you, God, and that we will just love them, Father. I pray right now for the Artist International 2016 kickoff. I pray that every single need, every single plan will be met right now in the name of Jesus. Those who have a desire to go, God, I pray right now that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon them, God. And we just thank you for this time that you have allowed for us to be here together, Father. And as we go out through this day, we go out with anticipation and expectation that greater and new things will happen for us in this day. So we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, we give you the glory, because all of the glory is due to you, God. We decree and declare these things in the mighty name of Jesus. And they are done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So we want to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this call, please share this also on your social media pages. The number is 712-432-1085.
The access code is 957-677 pound. Again, 712-432-1085. Access code 957-677 pound. We would also like, for those of you who will not be staying here on part two of the call, to go ahead and head over to the Artist Motivational Friday call with, all the way from the Bahamas, guest speaker, Platinum President Anastasia Lewis, as she presents Go Hard or Go Home, Go Artist. Also, please don't forget, we will hope to see each and every single one of you at the February 2016 Artist International Kickoff in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Planet Hollywood Hotel. Please get back with the person that invited you to this call so that they can share more with you about the Artist 2016 Kickoff. God definitely has been doing great things. Don't forget, today is day 39 of our fast, so continue to press forward. Also, it is the third day of Lent, so sacrifice something in your life. Give it up to Jesus, even if it's yourself. And at this time, I'm going to ask Pastor Derek E. Allen if he would come back to the line. Thank you, Minister Wanda, for seating us and greeting us. Pastor Allen, once again, thank you, man of God, for that profound, prophetical, and on-time word. And at this time, I would like for you to come back and give us our benediction for part one of this call.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. I thank God again for this opportunity. I pray that God will continue to bless and keep you in the name of Jesus. Just by way of announcement, I'll be heading to Israel on the 29th of this month. Amen. The last day of this month, I'll be heading to Israel. So can you all please keep me and those who are traveling to Israel, amen, in prayer. Father, we give you thanks and praise this morning. You are great and greatly to be praised. I thank you, God, for the opportunity to share again the word with your people. I pray for receptive hearts. I pray, Father God, that we, oh God, would be steadfast, that we're going to live in peace and harmony with, oh God, one another, especially those of our immediate family and our spiritual family. Go before us, oh God, today. We pray for those who are in the East Coast in this cold. Let them be safe. Those in the West Coast and down in the South, oh God, keep them safe, I pray, in Jesus' name. Remember that you're the head, you're not the tail. You're a victor, not a victim. You're up, you're not down. You're destined for greatness. Destiny is ahead of you. Keep your head up. Square your shoulders. The sky is the limit. The earth belongs to God. God bless you is my prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. And definitely we will keep you in prayer as you go and head forth to Israel. What a awesome and amazing opportunity. So to God be the glory for the greater and the new things that he's doing in your life. Praise you, Pastor Derek Allen. Well, at this time, without further ado, it is definitely an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line our co-founder, our mother ego, none other than the wonderful, dedicated, and committed, the outstanding one, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon.
Wow. I know you're talking about, but thank you so much for that introduction. Wow, we so love and appreciate you, Minister Tiffany, with the smile in your voice from early in the morning out there on the West Coast. I know we're going to get to feel what you feel next week when we're all there in Las Vegas, because we still will be having our call live from Planet Hollywood all next week. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do. I love the smile and energy in the voice of Minister Wanda. Thank you for greeting each and every one of our callers who came on the line today. And last but not least, man of God, such a powerful, and you are right, prophetic, strategic words, symbol rivalry. Man, that was so true and so sad in many cases where we are hearing about siblings turning on each other, and yet the word has stories from the beginning of time, from Cain and Abel and all the way through. And, you know, my home was like your home. My parents did not allow us to have spats with one another, and we had to hug and kiss and forgive if we ever did, even though my brothers regularly teamed up on little old me. but we got through it and they did not allow it. And I think that was the spirit that even back then most of our parents understood would be treacherous and tragic if it was not addressed. So thank you. And I know your church was blessed with that series. And when you come back, you have to keep letting us chew on that one some more. And we will definitely be covering you as you travel to Israel. I believe everybody who calls on the name of Jesus at least one time needs to go to Israel and see for themselves places like the upper room, the actual upper room where John Mark's mother had. And I tell you, when you go in there, you feel the presence of God like no other. And the Garden of Gethsemane that we know is the exact Garden of Gethsemane, just the many things that you'll experience. And we will keep you covered for Traveling Mercies, you and your entire team, and for all that stays well at your church and family and home while you're away. So again, thank you, Pastor Allen, for always being there and bringing us words to bless us and just being such a faithful speaker and member of our Master's Call family. Well, good morning, everyone. Love and appreciate you. We are on this Friday, as always, putting aside time for prayer, for praise reports. And I see Dr. PK on the board. And we are, as founders of this call, very clear that we wanted to delegate a time and a space for to hear from you, to make sure that we were able to hear your prayer request and rally and bombard heaven, standing on that word, that scripture in Deuteronomy 32:30, that one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000. And I love that kind of math, because with more than two on this line, that's exponential warfare in the heavenlies. And we are continuing to lift up our co-founder with the homegoing of her 17-year-old niece and pray for her and their entire family at this time of transition and homegoing. So we just love and appreciate each and every one of you. I tell you, one day, hallelujah, to 40 days fast. I can't even remember who I was talking to who told me they were going to have a big, thick T-bone steak when they come off of the consecration. And I encouraged them not to do so. I never forget years ago when I had my prophets in training, my pits, on the same kind of consecration. One of my young ladies did that exact same thing and was sick as a dog because her system had got used to not having to process all that meat. And I'm encouraging all of you who have been so faithful to fast with us to come off of it slowly and steadily. And I was talking to Candy, and she was letting me know, our executive president, Candy Mosley, that she thinks she's going to keep on with the no meats for a while because it really has made her feel better, and just have it every once in a while. Some of us have discovered that that's an awesome lifestyle. So, again, we thank each and every one of you for supporting us. And as Minister Tiffany did say, we have started Lent on Wednesday, and we are on our third day. Hop in. We want you to give up something. Yes, I am already in deep withdrawals from giving up law and order. And I'm even trying to stretch to my Murder, She Wrote. I am a fanatic at 10 and 11 and 12 at night, watching Angela Lansbury. Yes, pray for me. But I think with two brothers who are attorneys, I don't know, I just love to watch those kind of shows. So we are asking each one of you. We did with our flesh, with our diets, with giving up food. Now we're going to continue to discipline our flesh and give up something, and at that time, press in and pray. So you keep bombarding heaven on those five things you believe in God for. We love the praise reports. Minister Sharon and others who've let us know the breakthroughs that they've gotten as they've been fasting and praying. And we know Matthew 17:21 says some things don't come out but by prayer and fasting. Well, no one's in the queue yet. Hit star 6 and 1, and it'll take you into the queue. It is open, where we will take your prayer requests and praise reports. And as we said earlier, we're definitely praying for Dr. P.K. Roberts and her family. We're definitely praying for Pastor Candy Gillino. She is traveling today, a sudden heart attack of her cousin, Pastor Spates. And so pray for her family, the church family there in Elgin, Illinois, as they celebrate the life of this young man who transitioned to be with the Lord. So especially after just the untimely death of her husband, we're definitely lifting up our TMC sister, Dr. Speaking prophetically, Pastor Candy. So she's traveling and for the service there in Illinois to keep her in prayer. We're praying for the weather. We heard Pastor Allen allude to the weather in New York. So definitely keep the East Coast in prayer, as the weather has been very, very treacherous and supposed to dip even colder over the weekend, for people to be safe and use wisdom in their traveling and their going in and coming out over the weekend. All righty, this is Miss Deborah in New York. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to my artist family members. What an on-time word. That hit to the core of my being. And my prayer request this morning is for my daughters. People believe I only have one daughter because I only talk about Jessica. However, I do have other daughters that my husband graced me with. And it's just the sibling rivalry. It's more than I can handle. And so I'm asking for prayer this morning for the Solomon daughters, for peace, love, and unity for them, because it's more than I can handle.
All right. Yeah, we knew that word is real. Peace, love, and unity. Okay. Well, it's good to hear your voice, and we will definitely keep that lifted up in prayer. Thank you so much, Deborah, for always supporting the call. All righty. Good morning, good morning. 8892, welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, TMC family. It's Minister Robin in New Jersey, and I got a praise report. Praise the Lord. First of all, Pastor Derek, awesome, awesome word. I can so relate to that because that's going on in my family. I have one sister, and I've tried everything. Only God can restore. So I thank you for that word. But my praise report, my dear friend Sharon had hip surgery, and she called me. She feels well, praise God. She's coming home today. And the only thing at this time that's disturbing her, she's a little nauseous. So she wants us to pray that that will subside. God is so faithful, and I want to thank you all.
Amen. We love praise reports. And we will pray against the nausea to subside. All righty. It's always good to hear your voice, Minister Robin. Thank you so much for calling in. Is there anyone else that would like us to pray or have a praise report before we go to the Lord in prayer? This is your time for each and every Friday. We do dedicate this time. I know many of us will be headed on to the morning motivational call to hear from the Bahama connection from Platinum President Anastasia Lewis. But we want to take care of first things first and spend our time in the presence of the Lord. All righty, if there's no one else coming into the queue, we won't prolong the time. We'll just go right into our time. Father God, we thank you on this faithful Friday for your presence, for you giving us the ability to fight the good fight of faith, for you giving us the ability to speak frankly to our hearts the truth that civil rivalry is real, but you have the answer by the blood of Jesus, the spirit of restoration and reconciliation and utmost repentance. So we speak first virtue back into the man of God. We thank you for Pastor Derek Allen. We thank you for his utmost love for you and for the body of Christ. We thank you that you'll pour back virtue into him for all he has poured out into us today. Thank you that we're good soil. The seeds of truth that he spoke will water them. We'll water them with the light of your word. We'll water them with being honest, reflective, and submissive to order in our lives. Father, we thank you for traveling mercies as he heads to Israel. We speak the blood hedge of protection around him and the entire team going with him. We thank you that we speak the words of peace and the blood on the doorposts of his home, his church family, and all that concerns him, that all is well while he is away and will return safely. Oh, Father, we just lift up and thank you for bestowing this blessing, this time to go and see and feel and experience where Jesus walked, what you did. Let the words of the scriptures come alive. And to those for it to be their first time, oh, let it change their lives like never before. And now, Father, we thank you that we send words of comfort and peace to those who have had loved ones transition. We lift up our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and speak peace and strength to her heart. We lift up Pastor Candy and speak peace and strength to her heart, to her family, traveling mercies there and back. And we just thank you, Father, that in this time of celebration of life, you invade the ceremony. Let your anointing destroy every yoke. Let salvations come from this celebration. Let restoration, coming back to Christ, come from this celebration. We just thank you for the legacy, even in a short 17 years to in his 50s, 60s, to Candy's cousin. We just thank you that they have left a legacy and memories that glorify you. And Father, for others that we don't know, that our brother Melvin Pope in Dallas with the homegoing of his father, and our beloved Transform 90 Queen, Shavela Banks, with the homegoing of her father, we continue to cover our artist family in prayer. Let them feel the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. Let them feel their brothers and sisters in the Lord lifting them up, speaking the words of comfort and encouraging them to trust in you. And as I always say at every service that I minister, Father, give us the strength to put a period and not just a comma where you have put the period. Let us accept it with grace. Now, Father, I just thank you for all that are preparing as we go to Las Vegas next week. We just thank you for finances, for air travel, for hotels, and lift up that team that is preparing so in Las Vegas for our arrival. We just thank you that you'll meet us there. We thank you that this conference will be like never before. Thank you that we'll, for many, for the first time, they get to put the faces with the voices that they've heard over the weeks and years. And we just thank you, Lord God, that you are moving big in our lives. While we lift up the weather, you are in control of the weather. The weather belongs to you. So we speak to the inclement weather on that East Coast, the cold weather, and speak that it line up with your will, and there'll be no deaths, no catastrophe. People will operate in wisdom, and we just thank you that we know that there are four seasons created by you, but where through global warming, things have gotten out of order. Daddy God, your touch, your hand to bring it back into its proper position. Father, we lift up Deborah. She's asked for prayer for her Solomon daughters. She's asked specifically for peace, for love, and unity. Let the agape love flow through them. We just thank you, Father. You have your way, and where there's been strife, oh, you bring a settling of peace. Where there has been confusion, all Isaiah 26, peace. Where there has been discord, you bring in the spirit of unity in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the praise report for Robin, for Sharon's hip surgery. We continue to send the word, Jehovah Rapha, healing virtue to her body. And nausea, your name, and you must bow to the name of Jesus. So we speak divine health and healing to her body and a complete recovery. And all those spoken and even unspoken prayer requests, Daddy God, you know them all. And we know, according to your word in Isaiah 55:11, that our words do not return void. We do now dispatch you, Michael, archangel of war, and our Hebrews 11, ministering angels to go for in our behalf and to war in the heavenlies. Father, we thank you that greater is he that's in us than any of these attacks that we've had in the world. We say what you say about us, that we are overcomers, and we overcome by that precious blood. And the word of our testimony is to only say what you say about us. So in this month of love and looking back historically as a people of color, of blacks, of our accomplishments in spite of persisting through all and coming out even better and looking for even greater, we thank you, Father, that even this weekend where the enemy would try to bring upon depression or loneliness or rejection with Valentine's, we ask you to fill their hearts, fill that void with the agape love of Christ, and that we remember our first love is for you, Father God. Our first love is rooted and grounded, that when we didn't even know how to love ourselves, you loved us. So teach us each day how to be greater people who love one another. Now, as we leave this call, but we never depart from your presence, Father, I thank you that the love of Christ abounds in the Holy Ghost, in our hearts, in our words, in our actions, in our lifestyle. Let us know you like never before. And, Father, we thank you that where there have been civil rivalries, we're going to get it right. Thank you for the conviction of Romans 8. You didn't bring condemnation. You brought correction today and repentance and to get in that posture, in that place to love, to love, to love. Because love never fails, the agape love of Christ. That's what you promised in your word. So we thank you as we go out rejoicing. We thank you as we go out knowing that we know that we know. Jesus, you are Lord. We say it, we decree it, and we declare it. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a blessed Valentine weekend. Remember our Lent. Go out being those artists, ministers in the marketplace. For many of you, I'll see you and hear you, I should say, on the new Morning Motivational Call. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.